So we're going to do now for the Gemara. We're up at the bottom of Daf Chasim Aves Tashma. So just to let's just recall the background here, okay? Just to cut to the chase of what we said so far. So you have machlokas by shchita if you cut 50% of a semen, whether that's good or not. 50%. Do you need 51% or 50% is good? So we're saying the machlokas is, based on the way Tosis is learning, is that when the Torah, and it's a Tosis makes it a universal question, and we'll see, the Gemara makes a universal question also. It's not just by shchita. But the Torah demands rov, it's a certain quantity, a quantity of shchita, such that it's defined as kekula. Because when you meet a certain quantity of shchita, you say it's defined as kekula, and it's defined as a shachar. The question is, at what quantity is it reach that level? At what level of significance of quantity is necessary for it to be recognized as kekula? So you could say that you have to have more than the rest. What does it mean? When do you say that it's the whole thing is defined as shachat? When the portion which is shachat is more than the portion which is not shachat. That's the idea of majority, right? When does a candidate win? When he has more than the other candidates. So he's 51%. He's more than everybody else. Right? This idea is that that's rov. So when you have a quality of rov in something more than the rest, so that's once you get above the 50%, 50% isn't more than everything else. That doesn't have that level of significance. But we said that Rav argues no, is that really, even when you get 50%, there's a significance. Because the significance of 50% is that it's as much as everything else. If a candidate gets 50%, he's like locked in a tie. You can't say he's a little nothing anymore, because he's as much as the opposition. So once it's 50%, that's a level of chashivas that it's a force to be reckoned with. It's great. It's as great as the rest. And now it's significant. That's the significance. It's even the amount of a cut. And the thing is, once you have that significance of a cut, so then it registers and it defines it as shachar. So how much shchita do you need? You can't just have 49%, because then it's outdone by the rest. But if you have 50%, you'll say that's significant enough, so that has a shem shachar. Why? What's the level? The level is when you reach an amount which is, that's like the Gemara says, lo sishaya ruba. You don't have rov against it. You haven't left over a majority. So it means that what's left over can't outdo it. And that's a level of significance. So when Torah demands kulo, and then it says ruba kulo, does it really demand rov? It means more than the majority, or is it no? It's demanding a level where it's not, where it's as much as the rest, which is 50%. Okay, so this is on the surface. This is a general question between Rav and Rav Kahana. Right. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring. Okay, it's general, not only shchita. The Gemara first tried to prove it from Tumah. Tumah and Tahara, about a kli losing its status of Tumah and Tahara when you break a majority of it and wanted to say break 50%, 51%, none do shchita. And rejected it, it's not a good kasha from that case, because it was a different case, because whatever, you can't have two rows in the same kli, totally different thing. But not because it says, what are you asking from Tumah? It has nothing to do with Tumah. No, it does have to do with Tumah, it's a general question. General question about rov, whether 50% has the chashivas of rov or not. Or do you say no? You need 51%. So now we're going further than one. Okay, so we're going to take up some new cases. So exploring the other cases and seeing where it applies and whether we can knock it off and prove one way or another. So it says Toshma. Toshma. Okay. So it's Shachar at the bottom of the page. Shachar Chartzi Gargaras. So you shachar, you shacht half of the trachea, that's the windpipe. V'shahaba k'dei shchita acharas, and then you wait, you delay the amount of time of another shchita. That's the shirash, that's the shir of shchita, of shihia. Shihia is, let me digress for a second. Shihia, waiting in the middle of a shchita is a psal. You can't do some of the shchita and then wait and then do the rest of the shchita. It has to be steady. Now, how long is waiting? So this, I don't think it's Rabbi Paskin, but the way he's saying, maybe it's Rabbi Paskin, is that the shear is the amount of time that it would take to shaft another animal. Okay, so however long it takes to do shechita, let's say shechita takes 2 seconds, so you can't wait for 2 seconds in the middle of your shechita. So you could pause for an instant, but not for more than the amount of time that shechita takes. Okay, so it says if you shech half of the trachea, and then you wait this amount of time, v'gamar shechita, and then you finish it, k'shera, it's kosher. So why is it kosher? Rashi. Means he finished the shechita. So what's the idea? So Mar says, "Be'i amras mechza mechza kerov." If you're going to tell me, so wait, why? Just tell me why is it that it's okay? Why is it that it's kshera? Why don't you say that it's shehiya? So the simple way to explain it is to say, let's say for instance I make a tiny nick in 1 second. I take a tiny nick in the windpipe. Okay? Tiny nick in the windpipe. I wait 8 days and then I finish the shechita. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then what? Is that shechita? No, because you didn't start your shechita. Yeah, that's not starting the shechita. I didn't start the shechita. I didn't start the shechita. I just made a little nick in the windpipe. An animal can live with a nick in the windpipe. Right, it lives as long as it doesn't have 50%. As long as it's not rov, it's not a trefa, right? So it was a nick. It's a big deal. That's not shechita. I just made a nick in the windpipe. So basically, I cut 50% of the windpipe. It's not going to be a trefa. So therefore, I didn't do shechita yet. Right? So now I stop. Okay, fine. So I stop. Didn't do shechita. No shehiya. No shechita. No nothing. Then afterwards, I do shechita. So that's a good shechita. What's the problem? Right? What's the problem? Oh. But that's why it's specifically the windpipe. Because if it was the food pipe, you'd be dead. Because once you can't say I'm not doing shechita. If you're not doing shechita, you're making it a trefa, right? But if you did it in the food pipe, the second you make a little cut, it's gonna be a trefa. So you better be doing shechita, because otherwise you're making it a trefa. It's gonna become trefa. Then you can't, you know, later do shechita. It's too late. You already made it a trefa. But by a windpipe, it could live with a break. So the thing is, the break is 50%. Okay, fine. So I did 50% break. Stop. Not shechita, I didn't do shechita yet, no problems, fine. Right? Okay. Now, what would be shechita then? So shechita would be, let's say I cut one whole semen. Let's say I cut one semen, the windpipe, the whole windpipe. Then I pause, and then I do the food pipe. Then that's shechita. Then it's shechita. Then you can't say, I didn't do anything. You did do something. You did the first part of shechita. I mean, either it's one of two things. Either it's shechita and it's a psal, and basically it's a psal shechita, or you'll say I didn't do shechita, but then I just made it a trefa. I just knocked out its windpipe. It's a trefa, and then I'm just doing whatever. And it's just a trefa. It's not. So I mean, that's the question: is it trefa or nevela? That's the different sugya. But the point is that this is the simple way to interpret the case. But the Gemara is going to say v'i amres mechza. What's the point? V'i amres mechza mechza kerov. And if you're going to tell me 50-50 is considered like rov, rav, that's what you're claiming. Rav holds mechza, mechza is like rov. So itrafala. So Rashi, v'yamar mechza kerov kivan d'shaha bechatzi. Right, since you paused halfway, v'azla la shechita, v'avila p'vikibgimer galma. So the shechita is gone. Yeah. So the thing is that if you're going to tell me what happens, since you stopped at halfway. So basically, shechita's gone. You're not doing shechita because you stopped. You stopped and you walked away, right? You stopped the amount of time. So then, rather than picking ramos, you just made a hole in the windpipe. V'itrafala b'psukas agerias, right? But the halacha is that cutting the rove of the windpipe creates a trefa. Now you tell me 50% is like rove. So if you tell me 50% is like rove, it should be a trefa. Ela shma mina inok rove. Ela, rather, what you must say that 50% is considered like rove. Therefore, psukigeras beruba beinon, and in the trefa, what makes an animal a trefa is that you cut rov, 51%. So if you do 50%, you don't make it a trefa, and therefore you just didn't do anything. Right? In other words, this is exactly the case, which proves that cutting 50% is not considered like cutting rov. Because if you say cutting 50% is like considered like rov, so then it would be a trefa right now, because it's like you cut rov majority, and that's the simon of trefa, is that you cut rov. But anytime 50% equals rov, according to Rav. So now it should become a trefa, the minute you cut rov. You got 50%, which is rough. And then the whole thing's going to be possible. You can't make the animal kosher now. You made it a trefa. But if you tell me that 51% equals rov, then when you cut 50%, that you didn't do it, just not a trefa yet. You only cut half, but that's not a trefa. So basically, you didn't do anything. So it's like the same thing as you made a tiny little neck. So you see, 50% is like a tiny neck. Right? So that's the raya. That's what we're trying to prove. So my answer is no. Lo be'of. It's talking about by of. It's not talking about by a bema. Okay, so therefore what? So therefore what? Well, how does it play out now? So if it's talking about by an of, when you only need one simon by an of. So if you say 50% is like rov, then what happens? If you say 50% is like rov, then you did a great shlita.
So
you cut 50%. Then gum. Oh, okay, I think the Gemara is going to ask that, I think. I think the Gemara is going to ask that. Or maybe Rashi is going to ask that. Let's see, hold on. I guess maybe you'll just say you finished the simon. Whatever. And if you'll say that it's not like rov, so then you didn't do anything. Right, they didn't do anything. So there's no psalm. Right, so as the Gemara says. He says, really low above, Mimanashach, E Matsa Matsa Karov, E Matsa Rav Havid Lai Ruba, you did Rav, therefore it's already good Shechita. E Matsa Matsa Eina Karov, Lov, and Vloklam, and it's not like Rav, you didn't do anything. Rashi, low above, Mimanashach, Sherek, Mifarish, right? So it's Kasher no matter what. Havid Lai Ruba, it's Kasher, Mikamesh Eia, so therefore it's Kasher before you wait. Oh, and E Matsa Matsa Eina Karov, then he says, Lov, and Vloklam. Ma'isa trefa. So then, if it's less than rov, it's not rov. Then you basically just made a 50% cut in the thing.
But then you
do
it for the second time,
I think. Oh, no.
Because then you also
cut 50%. Oh no. If you have a shchita, when you say the simon has to be 50%, it means you have to create a 51% hole in the simon. If it was already 49%, you just cut 2%. That's shchita. Yeah. It doesn't mean the ma'isa has to be cutting 50%. It means you have to be creating a broken pipe. So if it's already 50, then the next time you just do a little bit, then it's going to be considered shlita. Okay, good. So it doesn't prove anything, right? So the answer was it's talking about by elf. But if it was by behemah, it really would have been a goraya, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tashma. Next case. Harish hayachatzi kana pagum. If 50% of the kana, which is the windpipe, was cut, is the hole, whatever. V'hosif alav kolshu, and you add a little bit, v'gamra shchita sok shera. Right, and you finish the shchita, it's kosher. Right? Okay. V'i amrish mechsal mechsa kerov trefa havya. Let's see, Rashi. Chatzi kana pagam be'of. Be'of. How do you know it's by of? Is it open that it's by off, or he's just saying that? Or is it clear that it's by off? Or maybe he's saying because you see, all you have to do is add on a tiny little bit. I say, Chatz kind of a host of love culture who the government should also. So you see, he's just adding on a tiny bit. Right? So what it's saying is, by adding on that tiny bit, you are kashering the shlita, right? Half of it, is what's the case? Again, half of the thing, it gets into an accident. And it gets half, basically a hole, half of its kana has a hole in it. Not because you did anything. It just happens to be. It has a hole. Half of its windpipe is open. Right? Half of its windpipe is open. And then you do a tiny bit more. So it's saying it's kosher. Right? It's kosher. So what does that show you? Well, 1 second. If you tell me 50% is rov, so then it already was a trefa. It was already a trefa because it had a 50% hole in the windpipe, but that's a trefa. Right, LMI, you have to say that a 50% hole in the windpipe is not a trefa, because 50% is really equal to half. It's not rov, so you don't have a trefa yet. Right, so you can see it. It's talking about by an oaf, and you see it saying is openly. You have the halacha. This is just a simple halacha. I mean, it's not as complicated as the other case. The simple halacha is that the halacha is that if you have a majority cut in the windpipe, it's trefa. Now you have a case. You have a 50% cut in the windpipe. It's not true. Do you see 50% doesn't consider it like rough? Right? I mean, it's clear, simple case. Even is that the simon of a trefa is rope. The in Elu trefas, that's one of the things. A kolshu and the vashat, and rope of the kana. Rope of the windpipe. So the question is, what is rope? Because that's the simon of trefas. Now, what's rope mean? Now, it's a universal question. Does rope mean 50%? Does rope mean 51%? So, if you tell me rope means 50%, then this should be a trefa. So, LMI, you're going to have to tell me rov is 51%. It just proves it. Right? I mean, you see the Gemara string, that's just like a very general question. It's not only about Shechita. This is, Treifa is not Shechita. It's not talking about Shechita. It's talking about it has a hole in its windpipe. Not because you did Shechita, it just has a hole in its windpipe. 50% hole. Is it considered a significant hole? Well, it's not a majority. It's not more than the rest, but it's as much as the rest. So that's the same question. Okay, so now here's where the punchline. So what's my answer? It says no. I'm a Rava. Here's where we end the Chajman and just get to the Svara. Amar Rava, shiny l'inyan treifa, divina and rov haner l'inayim. Treifa is different. Really, I'll tell you 50% equals rov. 50% equals rov. But by treifa, it's different. Because you need a rov which is ner l'inayim. You need a visible rov. Rashi, divina and rov haner l'inayim. I'm sorry, rov haner l'inayim. Kaloma, rov gamor. Shui nicker. You need a real rov, which is nicker. So even though you'll tell me rov is 50% equals rov, and ruva kakula and all that, by shchita, by the clay in theory, but not by trefa. By trefa, you need to have a rov hanira le'inayim, a majority which is nicker. And 50%, although technically speaking, halachically, you're telling me it has a din of rov, but it's not nicker in ner l'inayim. More than rov, that's ner l'inayim. 51%, that's ner l'inayim. 60%, that's ner l'inayim. But 50 exactly is technically speaking rov, but not quite. Doesn't quite do it for a treifa. Treifa demands more than that. Right?
To make it a
treifa? To make it a treifa, right. So it's saying is, if you have 50% tall, you tell me, is it rov? Yes. Is it a treifa? Well, hold on. You need it to be a rov on Erlai and I am. It's not a rov on Erlai and I am. It doesn't just mean rov. When the Gemara says that the simon of treifa is rov, you thought we meant rov, but we didn't really mean rov. We meant rov on Erlai and I am. That's what we mean. Right? Sounds like a little bit of an ad hoc answer. You know, I mean, you can always just say that. What's the sar for that? A little strange, right? Saying it's like, oh, this is an exception. Right? Right, but shchita, apparently, when you say you need shchita to be rov, rav says it means 50%. Rov? You don't need rov and anayim. So he's just saying it's by trefa, that's what you need. Rov and anayim. Is a machlokas rishonim. Now, I'll ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. When I say rov and anayim, how much is ner l'inayim? Let's say it's 50.01. Is that ner l'inayim?
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, let me ask you from Rashi. What does Rashi mean? Rashi says, rov and ner l'inayim, kiloma rov gamor. Shehu neker.
Right.
So what do you say? According to Rashi, is 50.01 enough?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Because rov gamor.
Right. It seems like Rashi is learning, and this is machlokes in the Rishonim. Does rov and ner l'inayim means it has to actually be nicker ner l'inayim? Like, it has to be 55% that you could see it. Or he just means, Rashi sounds like he's learning, is the Torah demands a rov gamor. What does a rov gamor mean? It means not mechsa mechsa, which is technically rov, but it needs a rov gamor. Why does the Torah demand a rov gamor? Because a rov gamor is ner l'inayim. But it doesn't mean that each time you have to see whether, in fact, it's ner l'inayim. Because according to Rashi, it doesn't sound like there's like two kinds of rov. Rov ner l'inayim, rov ner l'inayim. There's rov and there's rov gamor. There's mechza and there's rov gamor. And he's just saying is that the Torah by treifa goes by rov gamor because that's the ner l'inayim. Rov mechza mechza isn't ner l'inayim. Rov gamor is. But it doesn't mean you can't create a case of a perfect of a rov gamor, which if you measure it, you'll see it's 50 whatever, but it's not ner l'inayim. But he's saying that the halacha is rov gamor. What does rov gamor mean? Ner l'inayim doesn't mean rov gamor. That's a question. Why is Rashi saying rov gamor? Well, gamor isn't the translation of gamor. It doesn't mean ner l'inayim. Gamor means a real rov. What does a real rov mean? It means more than 50-50. 50-50 is a fake rov. It's a halachic rov. It's not really a rov. It's not a majority. Majority means majority. But if you measure it with your ruler and you see it's 50.01 and the other is 49.99, so then that is a rov gamor. But he's just saying, when the Torah Rashi adds in, when it says, V'inan rov haner l'inayim, it says, kilomar, that is to say. It doesn't mean what it sounds like it's saying. That means to say, Rashi says, Rav Gamor, literal Rav, Shehu Nicker, which is Nicker, right? But again, I don't think he means in each case it's Nicker. The interesting thing is that the category, the quality of Rav is something which is Nicker. Quality of Rav is something which is Nicker. As opposed
to,
he has to explain the Gemara. Rashi can't just say Rav Gamor, because then the Gemara should have just said Rav Gamor. But the Gemara is saying it's Rav Nirlanayim. So Rashi's saying is it means Rav Gamor. Well, but what's the Svara for Rav Gamor? Just to say, oh, here the Torah demands Rav Gamor. Why? What's the sense of that? Oh, because Nirlanayim, because that's Nicker. So you see, here the Torah wanted a Rav Nicker.
It's not the
case. Not in this case, but categorically it is. As Rav Gamor is categorically Nicker, Nirlanayim. It's Nicker. Because it's true, you could create an exceptional case of one small subcase or whatever, which you can't discern. But it's a Rav Gamor, and Rav Gamor is just two kinds of Rav. There's an exact, there's Rav 50-50, and then there's a real Rav. Now, which one did the Torah choose? So the saying is here, it chose a real Rav. Why did it choose a real Rav? Because the Torah wants it to be Nirlanayim. So therefore, it chose a real Rav. But it doesn't mean if you create a Rav which is technically a Rav Gamor, but is not Nirlanayim, then you could undermine the thing, because halachically, the halach doesn't need Rav Gamor. It's just saying is the reason why the Torah demands a Rav Gamor is because it has to be Nirlanayim. As opposed to the Rishonim who learn that it means it has to actually be Nirlanayim. That if you pick it up and you look at it, you'll see it's Nirlanayim. The problem is what's the sense of saying is that if you tell me Rov is Rov, now you're saying is all of a sudden this new halacha that when it comes to Treifa you need it to be Rov and Nirlanayim? Where does that come from? What's the sense of that? This is Ruba Kakula. So you're saying is once you have Rov, Rov is Rov Kakula. So now 50% is Rov. So now, and that's halacha, is that. So now it looks like the whole thing is broken, according to Rav. So now how can you say that it's not considered a dreifa? It's like it's broken. So he says, look, because this is a new thing, you need it to be rather near than I am. I have one step, and then maybe we can get it pursued further when we get, you know, take up the Rishonim. But one step is like this, is what's the halacha of dreifa? What's the halacha of dreifa? Is it pshat that really when the kana is broken, then it becomes a dreifa? When the kana is cut, it becomes a dreifa. And the halacha is rov of the kana is kegula, right? Because what does it say? It says the halacha is that a dreifa is when it has a rov of the kana is broken. So I'm asking, what's that idea? What's the idea of rov of the kana is broken? So you could say, really, the halacha is when the kana is broken. The whole kana is broken. But the halacha is Ruba Kula. Ruba Kula. If that's the way you look at it, so then it doesn't make any sense to say it has to be Ruba Nirlanayim. Because that's a universal question of when do you say Ruba is like Kula. And the halacha is that the trefa is, by a veshad, a kalshu is a trefa. But by a kana, it's only when it loses its kana. Now, what does it mean loses kana? Means lose the whole thing. Now, oh, but Ruba Kula. So now you have to just look at what's considered Ruba Kula. It's 50% Ruba Kula, it's 51% Ruba Kula, whatever it is. But you're just making use of the universal mechanism of Ruba Kula. You're making use of the universal mechanism of Ruba Kula, so you can't say Trefa is an exception. Oh yeah, by the way, Ruba Kula universally works at 50% is Ruba, but by Trefa, in order that mechanism has one more caveat. It has to be Ruba Nicker than I am. It just doesn't make sense. It's not Ruba Kula means Ruba Kula. But maybe the Gemara is answering that no, it's not true. It's not pshat that you need the whole simon to be cut in short to go with Treifa. And the Rov is Ruba Kula. Okay, that's not the idea. Rather, the Gzeiros HaKasev is, or Halacha Masinai is, that Rov is a Treifa. Not because Ruba Kula. It's a new halacha. It's not Ruba Kula. You don't need Ruba. You don't need Kula. It's a separate halacha. The Torah is coming along and saying, is if you have Rov of the Simen being, Rov of the Kana being cut, then it's a Trefa. Okay? So it's a new halacha. New halacha. Now the question you have to ask yourself, well, what kind of Rov is the Torah saying? Okay, what kind of Rov? So now it's an open question. I mean, you could, the Gemara is answering, and maybe we have to go further on why the Torah is doing this. but it's out of the problem. It's saying is when the Torah is positing by treifa that you need a rov for it to become a treifa, it's positing a rov in early nayim. And what are you going to tell me? Ruba kulo 50%. There's nothing to do with ruba kulo. It's like what it's doing is it's dissociating the halacha of rov by treifa from the general halacha kulo and ruba kulo. It's saying it has nothing to do with that general halacha. So therefore, you can't apply when Rav's saying rov is 50%. He's saying when the Torah demands kulo, and now you're telling me that rov is equal kulo, so then it's at 50%. But here, the Torah is creating this very halacha of simon is that a treifa is at rov. Now, what does the Torah mean by that? So he's saying, because of treifa, because of the sugya of treifa, which we hopefully will get to, but for whatever reason, he's saying is that the Torah is positing that it becomes a treifa when it has a rov and elyon.
Right.
So now, you could ask why, which is partially a why question. Partially, it would be nice if we give some explanation for it. But my main point is to show that if you were to look at it the way the Havamina of the Gemara was not saying why. Havamina of the Gemara was assuming, there's an assumption, and this is, I think, the normal assumption when you have rov, is not that the halacha... See, normal halachas don't say rov. Normal halachas say kula. And then it just says, oh, but if you do rov, it works, because rov is kula. Like halacha of Shia Sakos. You have to drink 4 cups of wine. Oh, he said, oh yeah, by the way, if you drink rov, then it works. Because rov is kula. But the halacha isn't rov, the halacha is kula. The halacha of shchita. What's shchita? Shchita is to shach the whole thing. You're saying rov is kula. So Ruba Kula is a mechanism which creates a din of Kula. But the halacha is intrinsically halacha of Kula. And if that's the case, you can't differentiate between sometimes when I use that mechanism and other times it's the same mechanism that I'm using. So the universal mechanism, which is Ruba Kula. Now, whether does it work at 50, does it work at 51? Mm-hmm. That's what the Gemara is assuming. But the Gemara is answering, no. That's not the halacha by Treifa. Treifa is something, is an institution which goes by the way things look, let's say. I don't know, something like that. Treifa is a different type of institution. Shiny treifa. Treifa is its own system. It's a system which just goes by the way things look. The way people could go and examine an animal, check it out, is it a sin, is it not, whatever. And the halacha is, what's the shiur of a treifa? What makes it a treifa? So I'll tell you. By a veshet, treifa is a kol shehu. It's not kulo. It's nothing to do with kulo. Treifa is a kol shehu. By kana is also not kulo. By kana is rov. Rov and early naim. Sometimes you can't say, well, but that's already rov 50%. It has nothing to do with ruva kulo. It's a totally different thing. That is the very halacha, is rov of early naim, which is rov gamor 51%, whatever you say it is. That's the halacha of treifa. Now you can't say, oh, but what do you mean? But ruva kulo. That's the assumption was that the real halacha was kulo and rov was just making use of a universal principle. But if you tell me the gzeiros hakasev is rov and elenayim, is rov, or just rov, then you have to ask yourself, well, what rov did the Torah mean? And there's no reason to say, just because in general when you use ruba kulo it means 50%, that means when the Torah by treifa is positing that you have to... that a treifa is 50%, as rov means it's 50%, maybe it's 51%. And Gemara is saying there's an argument to say that it is 51% because rov and early naim, which we still have to fill in that idea. But what I'm trying to say, my main point here is that there's like the logic of the, there's like the, what's necessary to logically answer the problem and to define the area of what the answer is saying versus filling in the details of it. I think that's a little more speculative. We're not holding in treifas to know exactly why Rinele and Ayim is relevant or what's the reason why that's what it's positing. But I'm saying is, just to define what it's saying is that it's not, you can't just say that's different. That doesn't make sense, that's different. I mean, it's not different, it's rov. Rov is rov. It's not a good answer to say it's different. The only way to say it's a good answer is if you tell me that it's not really using the mechanism of rov. Then it's different. Then it's a totally different thing. There's another comparison. That's what it's answering. It's answering is it's not using that mechanism. If it's using that mechanism, it has to be the same. But it's not using the mechanism. It's a different principle. So it's positing rov is a treifa. What Rov? Rov Nanayim. So it would be nice if we could explain a little bit why Rov Nanayim. But again, we're not in Treifos. So we don't know the first thing about Treifos, really. It's hard to, you know. So we could try. And I think in order to do that, we should look into the Rishon. I have to look at the, and the Sifta Gemara brings down different Mefarshim. Different Rishonim, if I remember correctly. I just can't find them right now. But different Rishonim who explain what does Rov Nanayim mean. Does it mean it has to be a tiny bit more than 50%? Does it have to actually be that the naked eye, it looks like a majority? Or how exactly does that mean? So maybe that could give us a good clue. So let's try that for tomorrow. And then I guess we'll go further in the Gemara. Further in the Gemara is not done yet. It's going to have, so it answered up this kasha, but it's going to have another kasha. It's not going to like it. It's going to give a kalachomer to pop it out. To knock out this answer, it doesn't like this. It doesn't like this Rov Nanayim answer. It ends up knocking it out. Okay, but we'll do that. But you know, first we have to understand it, and then we'll knock it out. Okay.